From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters. It was this weekend when we first heard the devastating news that J.J. Saldana, a leader in Idaho's Hispanic community, passed away in his sleep late last week. Now, J.J. was more than just a nonstop advocate for Idaho's Latino community. When we say he was warm and genuine and truly a beautiful person, that is an understatement. And once we heard of his passing, our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, reached out to his friend and colleague, Rebecca DeLeon, to get more information and to also talk about J.J.'s life and his legacy here in the Gem State. And we knew we needed to share that entire interview with all of you. So let's take a listen.
In the many conversations I was lucky enough to have over the years, it was always about, for J.J., the well-being of others. His commitment to Idaho was amplified in so many ways, particularly through his work with the Idaho Commission on Hispanic Affairs. So let's spend some time this morning remembering him with someone who knew him well. Rebecca DeLeon is here, journalist, publicist, advocate, and so much more. But I have to guess that among her greatest senses of pride and joy was being a friend and colleague of J.J. Saldana. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, George. What a beautiful way to introduce me, and so accurate.
The most difficult question I'll ask this year is, can you tell me about getting the news, how you heard, and what your weekend has been like?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a disaster right now. This is absolutely the hardest loss I have ever experienced. He was very much kind of felt like my other half. Everything that I did in community was in partnership with him. He was the first person I ran to with anything, with good news, with bad news, you know, and we had ideas that we would come up with together. And it's just been, it's hard for me to wrap my brain around the fact that he's just not here anymore. And so we had planned on attending the ACLU's 30th anniversary gala dinner Friday night. He was my plus one. We were often each other's plus ones to galas. And in preparation for the gala, I was texting him and calling him, and he wasn't responding. And that was so unlike him. And I started getting very worried because this is very out of character for him. JJ is always on time. He is always, he always makes himself available to anybody who needs anything. And so I called in a welfare check, and he was at his home, and that's how he was discovered. And they notified his family first, and then they notified me, and it didn't enter my brain at first. It almost felt like this is not allowed. Like, he is not allowed. I know everybody at some point, but I feel like he's not allowed to do this yet. He has so much still. He has so much life. He has so much ahead of him. He's doing so many things. It just doesn't make sense. And so I, you know, began informing people. Word spread pretty quickly. And I think that the thing that really sets this apart for me is seeing how the community has responded. The community loved him so much. He was all of the messages of love and support. You know, he was a very strong political figure. I mean, he wasn't a politician, but he worked in politics as an advocate. He was, you know, and so he has friends who are journalists, who are politicians, who are community members, kids, you know, people who don't speak English. It was just, it's all across the board. And it is nothing but love, support, appreciation. And I really wish he could see it. And I hope that he knew how beloved he was to everybody. And it didn't matter what your political views were. It didn't matter, you know, everybody loved him. And that has been a really beautiful thing. That has been a very beautiful thing that has come out of this, this very tragic thing.
Can you talk a little bit about the importance and ultimately the reality for JJ as a mentor of helping to tell Idaho stories, untold stories, in print and in podcasts with you, and so much more.
Absolutely. So JJ had a very natural talent for a lot of things. And one of those things was storytelling. He had a very sharp sort of marketing brain without having any kind of training in marketing. And he could tell stories in a way that was very, it brought people in. He has a background, his bachelor's, I believe, is in education, and he has a master's degree in addiction studies. And a lot of what made him amazing kind of had nothing to do with those things, because he was just so naturally personable, and people were very drawn to him and his personality, because he was so genuine and he was so warm and authentic at all times. And he was able to connect people because of that. And what he did is he leveraged that ability to tell people's stories, to lift people up, and to really showcase the Latino community in a way that nobody else has, and that I think nobody else will. When we started the Latino card, it was because we were really sick and tired of the lack of representation in news media, and our stories were not being told. And we always used to joke about it, and this was how we would like advertise the start of the Latino card, is that, you know, he and I and Nicole Foy at the time, but we would always get together and just like kind of gossip. And we were all quite connected in the community. And we were just like, we're really entertaining. Somebody should just give us a show. And then we joked about that publicly on Twitter. And then it became a thing. And it was amazing. And it was. And it was because he was so easy to share space with. So sorry. My apologies, George. he was so, I totally forgot what I was talking about.
Well, amazing is a pretty good word, and so fluid. And to that end, it was all sincere and an ultimate truth. All those conversations were just ultimately true and sincere and fun. Speaking of which, I'd be remiss if we didn't talk a little bit about his sense and his flair for fashion.
Right? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It was a big, it was a big point of pride for him. He carried himself very well at all times. Like he was always very articulate. He was always, you know, even when we were kind of drinking and embracing debauchery, he still carried himself always very well. And that was in the way that he brought himself to every table. And it was in the way that he dressed, and he had a wicked fashion sense. And he was also very good at noticing other people's fashion sense and, you know, approving or disapproving of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh. So much to miss, so much to celebrate. Oh, my gosh. It is a morning like this when we figure out how many tears the human body is capable of producing.
Absolutely.
But many of these are happy tears, and we will be remembering JJ Saldana for all good things.
Absolutely.
And this morning, thank you so much for helping us do just that. She is Rebecca De Leon, communicator extraordinaire and forever friend of JJ Saldana. Rebecca, thanks for giving me some time this morning.
Thank you so much, George.
And that was our morning edition host, George Prentice, remembering JJ Saldana, who passed away late last week. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, we're taking center stage. Introducing NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of Black-led stories from NPR's podcasts. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.